Help for more homeowners.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Later today, the Obama administration will announce a new plan to prevent foreclosures. Now, right now, there are about 11 million homeowners who owe more than their house is worth, so-called underwater homes. And Marketplace's Brett Neely is in our Washington studios with the latest. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Steve.
How's this plan supposed to work?
Well, the government wants to offer voluntary refinancing to some borrowers with those underwater mortgages. That could lower payments further for homeowners who are already stretched pretty thin. The plan would also require lenders to temporarily cut payments for unemployed homeowners.
And we heard earlier this week that Bank of America said it was going to cut the principal on some of those underwater mortgages. Is anything like that in the works here, Brett?
Yes, it is. But remember first, Bank of America's plan was pretty limited and will only cover about 45,000 homeowners. The government's plan could help more people, but it won't force banks to reduce principal. It's just encouraging them to write down some of those troubled mortgages.
And there was this government watchdog report just a few days ago saying that the administration's efforts on this front haven't really been that successful so far. I mean, how is this plan any different?
Well, it is a signal that the administration realizes its approach hasn't worked. And this does start to tackle the problem of some homeowners walking away from their homes because they owe more than the house is worth. And it's also a way to help the unemployed at a time when joblessness is up still around 10%. But we don't have any numbers yet on how many borrowers will be covered by this new plan. And until we know that, it's hard to say what kind of impact this program could have.
All right. Marketplace's Brett Neely reporting from Washington. Brett, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Debt-ridden Greece is getting help after a deal by Eurozone leaders to a safety net with the International Monetary Fund. Athens will receive loans from other countries that use the euro and IMF if Greece is shut out of the normal market financing process. The euro's rebounding against the dollar, but trading overseas is pretty lackluster at the moment. Shares in Europe are off slightly, under about a tenth of a percent. In Asia, though, markets closed much higher today, more than a percent. Wall Street yesterday, stocks ended the day about where they started. The S&P and NASDAQ lost about a couple of points each. And the Dow gained a mere 5 points to close at 10,841. Well, we've heard of people moonlighting to make ends meet, but an entire police force? The police department in Montreal, Quebec, has been generating a little extra revenue with its own commercial unit. Marketplace's Sean Cole did a little digging.
So the commercial unit has been around for about 12 years. The idea is to take the burden off of taxpayers. Everything on the menu is provided by off-duty officers and cadets. Crisis management training, background checks, security detail for film shoots, which, for me, posed the following question.
Have you ever heard the phrase rent-a-cop?
Rent-a-cop? If I heard that before, yeah, I heard that before. It's very pejorative.
Gino DeBay is commander of the Business Development Unit, which comes up with new ideas for making money. He says the phrase rent-a-cop isn't fair. These are real officers charging for expert work. For example, the band U2 is coming to Montreal for a couple of gigs in June.
They're going to be here for 2 days. We have to provide the public safety. We deliver the regular service.
That is, without charging.
Now, if they ask for escort, if they ask for any more specific duty, now we commercialize the service.
The unit raised about $4 million this way last year, just a tiny fraction of Montreal's overall police budget. Still, the city cut that budget by $20 million last year. How else, Dubé says, do we make up les différences?
Do we charge more taxes to the citizen to keep the number of police officers on the street the same, or we cut some jobs?
But the Quebec Association for the Security Industry doesn't like the police muscling onto its playing field. Daniel Croteau is on the board.
The police need to be neutral. Citizens need to see the police officer as a police officer, not police officer as maybe a security guard sometime.
Plus, it means unwelcome competition, he says. Interestingly, Croteau himself used to dream of being a police officer.
Yeah, at the beginning of my career, yeah, definitely. To serve and protect for the people, not for a company.
Anyhow, the police say they're not trying to start a war with private companies. We're police, one lieutenant told me. We're not business people. I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard. Reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The San Francisco Chronicle is launching a new expanded daily business section starting this weekend, but it's bringing in some help. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
The Chronicle will team up with Bloomberg News, which will use its Bay Area staff of 50 to produce stories specifically for the regional audience. Chris Rausch is a professor of business journalism at the University of North Carolina. He says, get ready. This is the future, with newspapers so reliant on ad dollars.
Whereas the wire services like Bloomberg have so many other operations like financial data that can support a far-flung news service.
One that has grown to a worldwide news staff of 2,200 spread around 72 countries. Rausch says to see the change, all you have to do is look at where his business journalism students are going after they graduate.
I have this summer six students who will be going to Bloomberg and four students who will be going to Reuters.
Only one, he says, is taking a job at a newspaper. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Yeah, the entire newspaper industry is feeling every bit of this downturn. One paper in Britain is getting a new lease on life, though. A former KGB spy has purchased Britain's Independent. Alexander Lebedev has been picking up newspapers in his native Russia and London over the past few years. Lebedev was stationed in Britain in the early 1980s for the Soviet spy agency. And something tells me when it comes to the information gathering business, he's a natural. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Have a great weekend. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.